Vitalik outlines three Ethereum upgrades to make privacy native. Vitalik Buterin signaled on May 21, 2026, that Ethereum is moving privacy from an application layer concern into the base protocol. In a post amplified by CoinMarketCap, the Ethereum co-founder pointed to three upcoming upgrades targeting censorship resistance, on-chain transaction linking, and private wallet reads. The framing matters. Privacy on Ethereum has historically meant Tornado Cash, Aztec, Railway, and other opt-in mixers or zero-knowledge wrappers sitting on top of a transparent ledger. Buterin's pitch is that the base layer itself should make the default user behavior less leaky, rather than asking every wallet and app to import a separate privacy stack. The three problems being addressed, the first upgrade targets censorship resistance at the validator level. As builder-validator separation has matured, block construction has concentrated in a small number of relays. That concentration creates pressure points where sanctioned addresses or politically inconvenient transactions can be filtered before they ever reach a block. The roadmap item aims to reduce the ability of any single builder or relay to silently drop transactions. The second targets on-chain transaction linking. Even when a user splits funds across multiple addresses, public mempool data plus address clustering heuristics make it trivial for analytics firms to reconstruct who paid whom. The upgrade path here points toward features that make addresses harder to cluster by default, rather than relying on users to manually rotate addresses through external tools. The third targets private wallet reads. Most Ethereum users today query their balances and transaction history through hosted RPC providers like Infura or Alchemy. Those providers see every wallet address that loads, even when the underlying chain is decentralized. The work here aims to let wallets fetch state without leaking address mappings to the RPC layer, likely through private information retrieval or similar cryptographic techniques. The timing behind the announcement, the push arrives during a quiet week for the asset itself. ETH trades at $234 as of May 21, 2026, up 0.5% on the day, but down 5.9% over the trailing week, according to the live market snapshot. The CoinMarketCap Fear and Greed Index sits at 40 in neutral territory. Bitcoin is roughly flat, around $70,716. The market reaction to the announcement has been muted, which is consistent with a roadmap signal rather than a deployable upgrade. Privacy at the protocol layer is a long-running argument inside Ethereum research, and it has accelerated as U.S. enforcement against mixer developers and treasury sanctions on smart contract addresses have made application layer privacy legally risky. Building privacy into the base layer changes the legal posture, since the protocol itself is the thing that protects users rather than a specific developer team running a service. The unresolved tension, the political constraint, is real. Privacy that travels with every transaction by default invites the same regulatory pushback that hit Tornado Cash, only directed at the chain itself instead of an app. Buterin has previously argued for selective disclosure designs, where users can prove compliance with specific rules without revealing their full history. The roadmap items he flagged on Wednesday fit that pattern. They reduce metadata leakage without making forensic compliance impossible. There is also a developer ergonomics question. Application layer privacy has been slow to ship, in part because users do not want to manage shielded pools, conversion fees, and delayed exits. If the base layer handles the cryptographic heavy lifting, wallet developers can expose privacy as a default rather than an advanced setting. The layer 2 ecosystem will need to keep pace, since many of the assumptions about transaction linkability already break when activity moves to rollups with their own data models. For users routing crypto into spending today, the practical impact is years away. Cards that pull from on-chain balances still rely on hosted infrastructure, KYC at the issuer, and merchant-side reporting. The privacy gains Buterin described would mostly help the upstream wallet experience, rather than the self-custody spending stack that already exists. But the direction matters, since it shifts where on-chain financial activity sits on the privacy spectrum over the next several years.